I hear that today is a super day. Why? Because spaghetti is being served at 11. That's why. It has nothing to do with any sports. But also hear Tuesday is a super day. Have you heard about Tuesday? Super Tuesday coming up? You know, we know election, and we want to encourage everybody to vote. And if you didn't get registered for this, register for the far election. It's an important gift for us as a people, the freedom we have to be who we are as a nation. And we don't want to not do that. So please vote however you vote. Make sure you do that. Also, we know coming up, you know, after the election, there's going to be issues of immigration. Have you heard that in debates? And obviously, if we would talk about it here, we'd have different views on that. But I think it's important, you know, that we honor and respect each other with our differences in that debate. And just to know how to say hello to people who are different is a sign of respect and is a gift to them. So I'd encourage you to keep growing in those ways as we think about those issues for our future. Last week, when we met here, I showed you a little clip of a movie called The Pursuit of Happiness. How many saw that clip last week? Good. Glad you were here for that. And the story is based on a man who was homeless, who turned it around and did well for himself. And in the clip that I showed you last week, it showed a time when he was reflecting on his past life. He said, you know, he was doing things, and he said, you know, when he was younger, he'd get an A on a test or something, do something really well, and he thought to himself, I can be anything I want. I can do anything I want. But then he was saying to himself, but I never got it done. And he was mourning the fact that he was homeless and broken, and he had to deal with those issues because he never got it done. We talked about us being a church that shares the love and grace of Jesus Christ, especially to our children, as we had three baptisms last month, and how we want to make sure we are a church that gets it done for our kids, that they know this place is a way of love and grace from Christ, that they know we are a people of grace, that we are their family, and we need to be able to get that done, not to take that for granted that it's going to happen. We want to be that kind of people that knows that grace of God and shares that grace of God. In a couple weeks, well, next Sunday we will begin Lent with our 30-hour famine service. But in 2 weeks we're going to begin a series on Lent about forgiveness. And we want to start with the concept or the idea of grace. Who knows what grace is? It's the prayer you say before meals, right? It is that. But that understanding of that free gift of love from God. That we are given God's grace without cost. We are loved, we are accepted for who we are, we don't have to earn it. However, it's a gift. And what do you do with gifts? When Christmas comes and you get a gift and it goes back under the tree, do you leave it under the tree till next Christmas? You take it and you use it. Grace is a gift, for sure. But it's like a little 4 or 5-year-old boy or girl who gets a bicycle at Christmas time. Gets that bicycle, it's under the tree, and there could be 60 feet of snow outside, but what do they want to do? They want to ride it now. Put it together. I want to ride it now. Grace ought to be one of those gifts in which we ride, which we use, which we know the fullness of love and the fullness of loving relationships of who we are and what we are about. And for us to do that, for us to be those people who live and practice that grace, for us to be those people to get it done, I think we need to think and be part of three things. First and foremost, I think we as a people of God, as those who receive Christ's grace, ought to live out of a sense of vision and hope. And that's not easy, is it? When we think about hunger in the world, and I'm sorry, when we think about wars in different places in the world, the wars we are involved in, when we think about homelessness,
not a time machine. Dad, it's not a time machine. Guy said it was a time machine. It's not a time machine. He was wrong.
What guy?
The guy. He was at the park. He said it was a time machine.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
All we gotta do is push this black button right here. You wanna push it?
Okay.
Come on, man. Right here. Wait a minute. Where you wanna go?
Almost someplace from before.
You gotta close your eyes.
You close your eyes. I wanna see.
All right, come on. We'll push it together. You gotta close your eyes. Close your eyes. It takes a few seconds. Oh, my goodness. What? Open, open, open.
What is it?
Dinosaurs.
Where?
You don't see all these dinosaurs? Look around. Look at all these dinosaurs. Wow. You see them?
Yeah.
Hey, come on, come on, come on. Wait, watch out.
What is it?
Don't step in the fire. We're cavemen. But we need this fire because there's no electricity and it's cold out here, okay?
Watch out, watch
Whoa,
out.
Oh my goodness, a T-Rex. That's a T-Rex. Get your stuff. Get your stuff. Get it. We gotta find someplace safe.
Like what?
We need a cave.
A cave?
We gotta find a cave. Come on. Come on, come on. Wait, watch your back. Here it is. Here's a cave. Come on. Right here, right here. Go, go, go. Get it, get it. Hurry, hurry.
Close your eyes, because I want to see. I want to see. Isn't that what we're called? Don't you want to see that love and that grace? And why does he do that? Now, by showing this, I'm not telling you to go off the deep end.